Coming back at you live. What's happening, people? What's going on? Christmas is right around the corner, people. Don't be procrastinating, you piece of shit. Get out there and get your shit done. I'm registered at many stores. You can find it. Get me something nice, please. Don't be stingy. That's not the time of season to be stingy. Think about other people for once, could you? What's going on? Let's get into the news, huh? Do you hear about Matthew Perry's colon?
Aw, man.
Matthew Perry, Chandler from Friends. Remember Friends? Everybody likes Friends. That show sucked. That show sucked. Enough. That's enough. Take that show off the air. I never liked that stupid show. People like that show. It's stupid. Not good. Matthew Perry, who played Chandler on Friends, did so many drugs that his colon exploded.
Oh, shit!
His colon exploded from doing too many drugs. I didn't know if that was a thing. I didn't know if you did so many drugs your colon would explode, but apparently...
Surprise, motherfucker.
Matthew Perry is making the rounds, going to every talk show, every interview show he can find.
Hey, everybody. It's me.
Trying to sell a book or something. And bragging about that his colon exploded. Crazy. I always assumed Matthew Perry's colon was just fine and dandy, but his colon exploded. Can you imagine your colon exploding? Talk about an inconvenience. I mean, that will put a damper on your day. Painkillers will bind you up, folks. You gotta be careful. I don't know how it happened or when it happened. When does your colon... Probably during a huge morning fart. You know, sometimes people push those morning farts out a little harder. Because they feel them coming on and they want to get right back to sleep. Or maybe they're looking to wake themselves up a little bit. So they push a little hard in the morning. That's probably what happened. That's what I'm reading here on the internet. That his colon exploded from a morning fart. Interesting. It would be a good excuse to get out of work, though. Hey, guys. Bad news. I think my colon just exploded. I don't know why he wants the world to know this information. I don't know about you, but... If my colon ever explodes...
Yes, queen!
I doubt it will. But if my colon does explode, I'm probably not going to tell anyone. Except for maybe the emergency room doctors. Even that's going to be tough to say. Hey, hi. Hey, what's the wait time right now to be seen? Why? Because of my colon. It's acting up. No, it's not because I'm constipated. My colon is, needs attention. Now, I just need to be seen. My colon didn't explode, if that's what you're thinking. It's fine. I just need to be seen by a doctor, okay? I wouldn't tell anybody, but, you know, Matthew Perry wants to go on TV and give colon updates. Guess what happened? I did so many drugs, my colon... How does that even happen? Your colon explodes if you do too many drugs?
I did not know that.
Now you know that he's going to be... That's all anyone's ever going to think about when they talk to Matthew Perry or see him. Is his goddamn colon exploding. That's the only thing I'll be able to think about every time I see him on TV. I wonder how his colon is, you know? I don't know what you do. If your colon explodes, what do? I'd like to see what exactly he's got going on down there. It's probably a mess. Anyway, that was brought to you by a new sponsor on the show. That was brought to you by Payless Shoes. Looking to get some shoes? Are you looking to never get laid again? Payless Shoes. If you're looking for very low quality shoes that look like shit, try Payless Shoes. You know, lately I've been having a hard time getting... I don't use a credit card very often, so I have a hard time. Do you put it in this way? Do you swipe it? Do you put it in upside down? I have a hard time. That's why I never use credit cards. I just can't swipe it. I can't put it... I put the wrong chip in the wrong way. It's always a problem for me. So...
Thank you for holding. This is... Can I help you?
Hey, I got a little complaint. I don't know what's going on, but yesterday I was in and I'm trying to get some of this goddamn Christmas shopping done. And I was checking out. I don't know who you had checking out yesterday. Was it you?
There's a lot of cashiers.
Yeah. Well, this lady was a little rude to me. She was a little rude to me.
Do you have your receipt with you?
Yeah, I got a receipt. Well, I don't know what that's got to do with nothing, but I got a receipt.
Oh, no, it's just because on the receipt, there's the cashier number will be there. That way I know exactly who you're talking
about. Yeah, I'd have to try to find. I'm not trying to get anyone in trouble. But, you know, I'm trying to get through the line. And I can't, I'm trying to get my credit card in the machine. I don't use my credit card very often, you know, and it's not working out. And she's saying, hurry up and quicker and, you know, move quicker. And maybe you should use curbside pickup and all this stuff. And I was just like, you stupid slut. Because I was trying as hard as I could to get the goddamn card where I don't use cards very often. And we kind of got into it. I said some things, she said some things, but I don't know if they told you about it. She probably told you about it.
No, and I read the comm log today. Like, that's where we communicate, like all managers communicate with each other.
Yeah.
I didn't read nothing about it.
Well, I
remember, like, around what time it was.
But you know what? I feel kind of bad about some of the stuff that I said, and that's why I'm calling. I got out of hand as well. Because I couldn't get the goddamn card to work. You know, some of the shit I can't navigate too well because, you know, I'm used to using curbside pickup.
Right.
And before you know it, she kept telling me to go faster, and I said, you dumb cunt. And then before you know it, we made quite a scene, actually. I kind of feel a little silly about it now. It's silly. The whole thing was silly. To be honest with you, the whole thing is kind of goof. But I feel bad that I called her. I mean, I called her a dumb, ignorant slut at one point, I believe. I don't know if you have.
Oh, God.
I know. Isn't that crazy that I would do that? Because I'm not that type of person. But she was saying, hurry up, quicker, and stuff like that. And like, what's wrong with you? And I was just like, I can't. When you put someone under pressure, it's very hard to use the card to get it in the right way because there was so much. She was putting all this pressure on me, you know.
Do you remember like around what time this was?
Yes, I do. It was about 2 o'clock, and she was probably 30 to 40 pounds overweight, and she was unattractive. You know, I come into Kohl's all the time, and this never happens.
Oh, but sir, this is not
Kohl's. Oh, who is this? Well, my apologies. I called the wrong story. See, I can't even get... God damn it.
I was going to say, because I was like, I was here yesterday around that time, and I don't remember nothing about this.
Oh, man, it was such a big scene. I'm surprised nobody called the authorities, because things got out of hand, but I apologize. I meant to call Kohl's.
Okay.
God dang it. I got to get my shit straight. All right. I'm sorry.
You have a good day, sir.
I will.
Okay, bye-bye.
Have a nice day, she says. I like that. Have a nice day. She's probably got a great colon. I'm just guessing, but probably. Jeffrey Epstein. How do you say that? Jeffrey Epstein? Remember that asthmatass? He was a rich philanthropist, friends with very high-profile people, and he had his own island, Epstein Island, where he would rape teenage girls. He was kind of he's quite a character. You know, he'd bring up the underage girls to his private island where he had his mansion and all the stuff, and then he'd rape the underage girls. Then he died in jail somehow. I think he died of COVID. They couldn't get him a ventilator or something. He died very suddenly in prison before he could have a trial, which was interesting. Anyway, it doesn't matter why he died in jail suddenly. It doesn't matter. But his island that he owned is now up for sale. Epstein Island is now on the market. It's for $125 million. But it's your own private island. It's really not that bad of a price. $125 million. Seems cheap for owning your own island and mansion and everything that's on an island. Now, I'm not a realtor, and I don't claim to have their vast knowledge and clairvoyance. But I will say, if it was me, if I was the realtor in charge of selling Epstein Island, first thing I would do is change the name. You got to change the name of the island. You just have to. So far, they've had no offers. And I think interest would really perk up if they didn't refer to it as Epstein Island. You could change the name. I mean, anybody who buys it might not be thrilled to announce, hey guys, I just bought a beautiful secluded island. In the middle of nowhere, out in the ocean, with a huge mansion on it. And the island I bought, what's it called? What does it matter? What does it matter what it's called? I bought an island. I can call it whatever I want. What was it called? I mean, it's called Mind Your Own Business. It's called You Never Mind. I don't know. They could think of something. What about Fantasy Island? Fantasy Island? No, that's not a good. That's not good either. But the way they have it listed, Epstein Island, I mean, that's not going to sell. Anyway, what else happened? Let's see. There's a mass shooting. A mass shooting at a gay bar. Six people were slaughtered at a gay bar. Somebody came in and killed six gay people at a gay bar. And they found the father of the shooter. And he was much more interested in his son not being gay than doing a mass shooting. He was kind of okay with the mass shooting part, it seemed like. You can barely understand this guy, but...
You know, there were multiple people, and then they were like wanting to find it at a gay bar.
Yeah, right. And
I was like, oh my god, is he gay? That's a scare. Oh my god, shit, is he gay? And he's not gay, so it's like this.
Well, you guys have had conversations about that. You were...
Oh yeah, I was adamant.
Yeah, you were adamant that gay is bad.
I'm a Mormon, I'm a conservative Republican, and we don't do gay. We don't do gay.
Yeah.
So this guy was, neither here nor there with the mass shooting. So my son killed six people. Okay. He's not gay though, right? Right? I heard you. He killed six people. I got it. That's fine. But once again, he's not gay. I don't do gay. He's not gay. He killed six people. I heard about the six people, but he doesn't like cock, right? I understand he murdered a bunch of people. It's not what I'm worried about right now. He likes women, though, right? I mean, not my son. He doesn't like cock. He doesn't even hold his dick when he goes to the bathroom. That's what he told me. I mean, the murders, yeah, maybe. I mean, whatever. But he's definitely not gay. I can vouch for that. He's definitely not gay, right? Please tell me he's not gay. Like, he had no interest in the murders. Countless lives ruined. Not good. But remember... His son was not gay. I don't know, man. People are losing it. People are losing it. Kanye's losing it. You see, Kanye says he likes Hitler.
Are you kidding me?
In an interview on the Alex Jones show, he said he liked Hitler. He said that Hitler brought a lot of good things to the table. And basically, he says Hitler got a bad rap and that, you know, he did a lot of good stuff and Hitler's fine. Kanye might be losing it. You know it's bad when he goes on the Alex Jones show, who's been kicked off every social platform there is for his conspiracy theories. And even he's like, hey, pump the brakes on the Jew talk a little bit there, Kanye, please. You can't say you like Hitler. You might as well say you like pancreatic cancer. Or I like to kill little kittens. I like to murder kittens. You know what else? I don't think it's too bad. Like mass shootings at children's hospitals. Not too bad. They're not all bad. I mean, Hitler's not bad, right? Goebbels and Stalin, those were all right fellas, I think. I mean, what is Kanye doing? He's going on every show he can go on to say how much he hates the Jews. To what end? What is he doing? Even if you like Hitler, let's say in your head you go, you know what? I like Hitler. Okay, fine. You're walking around and you're liking Hitler. Okay. You don't have to tell people you like Hitler. You don't have to do that. You don't have to express every retarded thought that crosses your mind all the time. Maybe you should just stick to banging supermodels and making shitty music. His music is so shitty. I know everybody says, Kanye West is a musical genius, really? Is he? You sure? You sure? He talks with auto-tune over a beat. Is that musical genius? I'm not sure that's... I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't like Kanye's music. I think it's garbage. People love it. Musical genius. Oh, is he? Name one song that this musical genius did that's good. Name one. And then they shut up because there is not one. Oh, he's a fantastic producer. Is he? Is he? A lot of auto-tune. He doesn't play any instruments and he can't sing, but he's a musical genius because he can run a Macintosh computer, I guess. I don't know. Whatever. People are allowed to have their own opinions. You know, politics and the media has got this country so divided. But I think people are really more alike than they are different. You know, I think people all want the same things when it boils down. This holiday season, let us focus on what's really important. I'd like to see us get out of the wars in other countries. I think most people would. I think we can all agree this needs to stop. We need to get out of the useless space program. What are we doing? Cost this country billions and yielded absolutely no return. And we need to take that money and put it into free healthcare for marginalized people and for sick children with disabilities, or help people who are 45 pounds overweight with bad skin. I don't know. Anything is better than just wasting it on this space shit. Am I right? We need to give this money to the BLTQ community. Let's put the money toward, all the money toward transitioning all the kids. All the kids are going to need sex changes soon. And that's going to cost money, folks. Look, folks, those surgeries are not going to be free. It's not easy to turn a penis into a vagina. It's just not. Something that needs to be done, and we're going to need money for it. We need to get rid of our dependency on oil. No more gas. No more natural gas. No more powered cars. No more furnaces. No electric cars either, because that all comes from burning coal. All of our energy needs to come from pixie dust or some kind of magic. We'll figure it out. We should be able to figure it out by now. Let's get this fusion nuclear thing off the ground. It's time, folks. Hey, and I want our kids to feel safe in school. I think all the kids should have permits for carrying weapons. All kids should have a gun on them at all times, just in case someone pisses them off or crosses them. We need our kids armed. And we also need to end racism now. A lot of you people are still racist. What's wrong with you people? Everyone needs to be treated equally, even the Jews. They're people too, right? I think. I mean, it depends who you ask, but I think Jews are people. Basically, we all want the same things. Listen, I want everyone to feel free to shoot guns and smoke pot while they attend their best friend's gay wedding. I want abortions. I want so many abortions not only to be legal, but I want abortions to be the default setting, okay? For every pregnancy, you get pregnant, you go into a facility, and you apply. You apply to have that baby. If you can prove that you can afford it and you want the child, if you're lucky, then we'll let you have that baby. That's fair. Isn't that fair? And let's end the drug war. Every American should have the right to take drugs until our colons explode and then write a book about it. It's just common sense, people. Follow me on TikTok. Follow me on YouTube. And give me something nice for the holidays this year. I think I deserve it.